Jets coming in is what does Coach talk about as far as the, you know, getting these starts or getting these fast starts going?
Yeah, you know, I think early lead to start off a game is, you know, ideal. That's good for, you know, basically any sport to get a lead and jump out ahead. But, you know, some of the games, you know, we start off slow, but, you know, we always come back. We're always fighting back. And, you know, I think it's important for us to get a lead at the beginning and just keep going, you know. Get up by 2, 4, and then go 6, and you just keep growing on that lead. And, you know, coaches address that, and I think it's good for us.
And you mentioned that you're feeling a little bit more confident with your shot. Just talk about what Coach tries to do. I mean, when you have a player that's struggling with their shot, I mean, what does he try to do to make sure that your confidence doesn't continue to go down, that he tries to get it back up again?
You know, I think Coach has done a really good job on, you know, just keeps playing me, keeps going to me. And, you know, he keeps going to Dev. You know, Dev hasn't been shooting the ball lately, but, you know, Dev's working hard, getting extra shots up. And, you know, he keeps going to him. He believes in him. And, you know, that helps me as a player. And, you know, I think it's built my confidence back, honestly. And, you know, hopefully I can start knocking down some shots.
Along those lines, do you feel that that's really just been the main thing for you here these last couple weeks, is just noticing that confidence from others is still there?
Yeah, you know, especially from our coaches. You know, Coach McCaffrey, you know, he does the subbing. You know, he could not play me. You know, I obviously haven't played the greatest this year. But, you know, he keeps going to me, keeps putting me in. And, you know, I appreciate that. And, you know, he believes in every one of us. And, you know, that means a lot and speaks well to him.
I know last time when we were all here, all the questions were about you and your struggles. And now it seems like the questions have been about Devin and his struggles. Is there anything as a teammate that you do to, you know, just continue to encourage him and, you know, as he's kind of going through similar phase that you had just gone through?
You know, I think, you know, Dev's a basketball player. He's a great basketball player. You know, I just had to stay confident. You know, the coaches, you know, like I said, they kept going to me. They're going to keep going to Dev. And, you know, he hasn't had three or four couple bad games, you know, but he'll bounce back, you know. Can't really say anything to him except, you know, stay positive, keep shooting the ball. You know, that's what they said to me when, you know, I wasn't making stuff. You know, they just said shoot the shot when you're open. And, you know, he's taking the open shot, you know, it'll fall eventually.
Yeah, when you got a chance to watch the film Wednesday's game, into regulation, as you're getting ready to shoot, I'm sure you noticed Aaron White there in the paint, wide open, like waiting for the ball. Is that one of those things where, like, you almost wish you didn't see that? And after you see the film, and if you could do it again, are you still thinking at that moment, okay, you're just going to shoot because?
Yeah, you know, well, Coach said run the play at 8 seconds, and I knew I was coming off the baseline double, and you know, when I caught the ball, I knew there was like 5-4 seconds left, and you know, I did see Whitey. But I don't want to, you know, force a pass in there, get it deflected, or, you know, even hesitate and then not take the shot into my, you know, I was in rhythm. I thought it was a pretty good shot. But instead of, you know, pump faking or hesitating and then trying to throw up something with like 2 seconds left.
As you, just in general, you're watching film, not just Wednesday, but just some of the other games where you had a lead late and it just slips away. Is it still to the point where you guys are still thinking there's just a few things that here or there and it's a different story, or is it just starting to reach the point where it's like, okay, this is just bad luck that's just hitting you because it seems like you know what to do, it's just not working?
You know, I don't think it's bad luck. I think it's just, you know, Coach said this before the Wisconsin game. Everyone on the team just eliminate one or two mistakes they do during the game, and then that adds up. And I really, you know, really thought about that. And, you know, it really does come down to that, you know. Like our last, like almost all our Big Ten games besides Michigan has came down to the last 2 minutes, last minute, you know. We're tied or down 2 or up 2. And, you know, eliminating a mistake, even like with 6 minutes to go, not getting a rebound or not boxing someone out can, you know, affect the outcome of the game, you know. Especially the two overtime games against Purdue and Wisconsin, you know. Say someone got a rebound instead of them getting the rebound and laying it up. So, you know, that's a 2-point difference right there.